I don't know about you, but I'm hungry. I've got some fresh homemade grape jam. Oh man, I've got a jar of peanut butter. The creamy kind, the good stuff. What kind of sandwiches can I make with that? Peanut butter PB&J, yeah, good job. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Maybe we should make some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches right now. Is any crackers? Is anything missing? Is something missing? Can you sit right back down here?
Crackers.
Crackers would work. What's missing? We can't make sandwiches with crackers. What do we need? Some bread. Did you guys bring any bread? Any of you guys bring any bread? No. I thought we were prepared for church. Oh, wait. We don't bring sandwiches. Okay. I'm kidding. In the Bible reading today, Jesus talks about, he fed people with lots and lots of bread, and it was good. And they came and they wanted more. What does food do for us? It helps us grow. Good job. Fills our tummies. What happens if we don't eat any food? What if we go a long, long time, we decide, I'm not going to eat food anymore, or there's no food. The people that came to Jesus, they didn't have enough food, they thought, so they came to him. What would happen? We stay like we are, and maybe even worse. Maybe we might die. That would be bad, wouldn't it? But Jesus talks about two kinds of bread today. He talks about the kind that we eat. Are you going to put that in your backpack? Okay, you put that right there. We'll make sure we get that out. I don't think that'll fit. What's the other kind of bread that Jesus would? He said, I am the bread of life. What kind of life is he talking about? Life? What's that? It's a cross. What did he do over there? Did he, not on that one, but one like that. Did he die for our sins so that we could live with him where? He lives in our hearts, yes, and someday we'll get to live with him in heaven. That's kind of a nice thing, right? Peanut butter and jelly won't do that. So he says, believe my word. He says, I came to do that. Jesus came to be, that's why he said, you heard in the reading, I'm the bread of life. That's what he meant. I'll give you what's needed to live with me forever in heaven. That's kind of a cool thing, isn't it? You can when we're done. Can you wait just 1 second?
Yeah.
Good job. Come sit with me right here. Here we go, right there. Should we pray to him? Let's do that. Lord, we thank you so much that these kids are here. We thank you for daily bread, for peanut butter and jelly. And Lord, we especially thank you that you came, and you died on that cross to save us from our sins. We thank you that we can live with you forever. And Lord, this day we thank you that these kids know that. Lord, as they grow bigger and taller, help us as a church to help mom and dad and grandma and grandpa to help them to grow bigger and taller in the faith as well. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Good job, you guys. And since we got the backpacks here, you want to hang out for a bit and we'll bless them? Should we do that? Go ahead and sit down and I'll grab my stuff off the altar and I'll be right back. Should we do that? Yeah. Why don't you sit here and we'll get that later? Okay? Go and sit right here. You're going to check in the car? That's okay. We'll get it after. Here, you want to hold that? That backpack's even bigger than it was when you came. All right, here we go. Do you mind if I kneel with them since they're all on the floor? Is that okay? Yeah? Are you ready? I'll look at that later. Oh my goodness. Look at that. Thank you. We'll set that right here. So, who knows what a proverb is? I'm going to read you a proverb. It's in the Bible. It's a heavenly story with practical, with everyday uses. So, did you? Oh, well, we'll take care of that later. And here's what Proverbs 9 says. You ready? Instruct a wise man, and he will be wiser still. Not right now. Go and sit down. Well, we might get another dog, but not right now. Okay. Thank you. Teach a righteous man, and he will add to his learning. What's wise? It's knowing what's right and wrong. Wisdom is not something that we attain all at once. Wise people are eager for growth, and they are teachable. They're ready to learn. And the more they learn, the wiser they may become. Philippians 4. Finally, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things. These are the virtues. These are the things, the basic stuff of life according to God's design. This is how what he wants us to focus on. What?
I'm
over head. Well, it's okay. It's okay. Sit right here. Let's pray. Oh, well, let's talk about it in a bit. We pray. Lord God, guide and protect those who wear these backpacks and use the keys. Maybe they're out in the congregation. Those who drive to school, that they be kept safe. Grant them wisdom that all they learn, all they do, may be to your glory. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. In the fourth petition, the Lord's Prayer, we pray that our Father in heaven would lead us to realize that every good gift is from our Heavenly Father and that we are to receive these good gifts with thanksgiving to God. And here we go. Almighty God, every good gift does come from you. In the creation account, you proclaim that everything you have created is good. We receive these backpacks with thanksgiving and all that is associated with them, everything that's in them. May they be sanctified in your word, in your truth. Bless these backpacks, gifts from your gracious hand, that they be used to the praise and honor of your holy name, and that they may be used whenever possible for service of others. So we pray one more time, you guys. Almighty God, we especially ask your blessing upon those who use these backpacks. We ask you to watch over our children, our grandchildren. We ask that you command your holy angels concerning them that they be kept safe. Through your Holy Spirit, we ask that they grow in faith and knowledge and wisdom and that they find joy and satisfaction in their studies, in their homework, in their home life, and in their social activities. We ask that you bless those who teach and those who learn, that their school year and their future endeavors may be filled with fruitfulness that gives honor to your holy name. And we pray all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.